Wisconsin is surrounded by legal marijuana, with both Illinois and Michigan legalizing the recreational use of marijuana in the last few years, and Minnesota voting to do the same earlier this year. It's estimated more than half of all state residents over the age of 21 live within a 75-minute drive to a legal dispensary, and that number will only increase. Here and Now senior political reporter Zach Schultz explains how this leaves Wisconsin residents and law enforcement caught in a gray area where a product purchased legally in another state becomes illegal the minute it crosses the border.
The Highway 41 bridge travels over the Menominee River, carrying you out of Wisconsin and into Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Take the first right and you're in the parking lot of a recreational marijuana dispensary. If you go through the drive-through, you don't even need to exit your car to purchase legal marijuana products and start the drive back across the river.
Yeah, just a really optimal location.
Lindsay Martwick is the director of retail operations for Higher Love. She says most of their customers are from over the border.
A good majority are folks from Wisconsin.
They're currently operating out of a trailer, but are building a permanent location next door.
The folks that are coming to us from Wisconsin, we get to bring more people into the Higher Love family. And we're just happy to be able to provide the products and services and supports for people from other states and be nice and close to the border for convenience.
But when their customers cross the bridge into Marinette, the product they just bought is illegal.
It's pretty consistent that cars that are stopped have, you know, marijuana products, especially if they're, traveling through the area, not necessarily from the area.
Patrick Callahan is a narcotics investigator for the Marinette County Sheriff's Office.
My office, we are charged with enforcing the laws. Marijuana is against the law in the state of Wisconsin in any form.
Deshae Morrow is the Marinette County District Attorney. Together, they're trying to figure out how to handle the surge of Wisconsin residents taking day trips for recreational marijuana.
That 141 corridor within the drug unit kind of had the nickname of the Green Highway, the Green Corridor, just because it was very well known for several years now since those dispensaries opened up that was kind of the quickest access point for legal weed for, close to near a million people, residents of Wisconsin.
So far, most people pulled over with small amounts of dispensary marijuana have avoided arrest. Instead, they likely receive a citation and the confiscation of their purchase.
There's always been a triage approach. There has to be in this line of work. And so, yes, if it's a small amount of weed, that may be treated differently than a small amount of heroin.
On April 20th of this year, a Marinette sheriff's deputy pulled over a car with two men and seized a backpack full of recreational marijuana. When the sheriff's office displayed the bust on their Facebook page, the post attracted thousands of comments, ranging from ridicule to support.
I don't think people really realize that that's not everything that we got. I mean, we had four or five other interdiction stops that day, and that was just one traffic stop. So, there was a lot of feedback, but, we revert to the district attorney and the laws of the state of Wisconsin.
The two men received ordinance citations for $263. They had traveled from Oshkosh, more than 100 miles away. In many ways, it's not surprising, as some of the dispensaries start advertising on billboards as far south as Fond du Lac.
The more we can advertise and let people know that we're here, the better.
Lindsay Martwick says the risk belongs to the customer, and it's a risk they're clearly willing to take.
They know that where they're heading, it's not legal, and no one wants to be in that light. So we do make sure to try to express to our customers what to pay attention to if they are crossing that line.
It's clear that the most dangerous thing about cannabis in Wisconsin is that it is illegal.
Senator Melissa Agard is a Democrat from Madison.
We are an island of prohibition, and prohibition did not work in Wisconsin when it came to alcohol or margarine. It's not working when it comes to cannabis.
She's been traveling the state on her grassroots tour, promoting her bill to legalize recreational marijuana in Wisconsin.
And it is clear nearly 7 out of 10 people in Wisconsin support responsible adult use policy for cannabis, with the medicinal component.
However, Senator Agard doesn't have any Republican support for her bill, which means it may not get a hearing, much less get a vote on the floor.
So for the last 3 sessions, I've been working on a bill around medical marijuana.
and it's slowly gaining. Caucuses are very much more open to it.
Senator Mary Falskowski is a Republican. Her district includes most of Marinette County. Her proposal would legalize medicinal marijuana, which would require a patient to see a doctor to get a prescription. As a cancer survivor, she wants to see more options for pain management.
I'm trying to help patients. You know, I know people who have had very debilitating medical conditions, our veterans, the PTSD, MS, and I have firsthand knowledge of what opioids do to you as a side effect.
But she's facing stiff opposition from her Republican colleagues, who see medical marijuana as a gateway to recreational marijuana. She says Agard's bill doesn't help.
And Melissa is very much in favor of this, and she can do, you know, whatever. But it does make it harder in our caucus. And I think a lot of our caucus members are looking at this going, you know, we don't want to be Illinois. We don't want to be Minnesota.
Agard says Falskowski's last version of the bill didn't go far enough.
So devil is in the details with all policymaking. And Senator Falskowski has been outspoken about her support for medicinal cannabis in Wisconsin.
But while the debate hasn't even started at the Capitol, the cars still head north on Highway 41. And Morrow says they'd appreciate some clarity from Madison.
They need to look at laws that are going to protect our young people and also to send a very clear message to people in the state, but also to law enforcement, to give us bright lines on how to enforce this.
I don't really have advice for them. I feel bad that they're put in this position. I think they're in an untenable situation where what is the win here? I mean, there really is no win.
Falskowski says she's hoping to get a public hearing on her bill and maybe a vote on the floor, but final passage may still be a long ways off.
It's a heavy lift this session. I'm not going to say it's not, but I'm optimistic.
Reporting from Marinette, I'm Zach Schultz for Here and Now.